All right, how's it going? This is Today in Art, number 34. I want to try to get back into doing these. So we're going to talk about an invisible sculpture that sold for over $18,000. So let's get into that. An invisible sculpture sold for about 18,300 at an Italian auction. Salvatore Garou, I guess. Auctioned off his sculpture, which he said does not actually exist, at the Italian Art Right organization in May. He called the work Lo Sogno, Sono, Italian for I am. When I decided to exhibit an immaterial sculpture in a given space, that space will concentrate a certain quantity and density of thoughts in a precise point, creating a sculpture that from my title alone will take the most varied forms, Garou said. After all, don't we give shape to a god we have never seen? This is like getting into it's almost like postmodern, like where they're selling like an idea of something and not even an actual product. I think there needs to be, and I guarantee there will be in the next 20 to 30 years, there'll be like a revitalization of like actual physical, beautiful art again, maybe like another renaissance in regard or in opposition to this kind of like lack of art as art. Unconventional art has made headlines for years. In 1985, Andy Warhol installed an invisible sculpture in New York. In 2019, another Italian artist, Maurizio Cattelan, made $120,000 on a banana he had duct taped to a wall, which one museum goer would later eat. I heard about that. I believe, I can't remember, I believe I may have made a video about that as well. Garou, I don't know the pronunciations. Statue was projected to bring in between 7,000 and 11,000, but bidders brought the final price tag up to over $18,000, Newsweek reported. The statue must be housed inside a private home and placed in an unobstructed 5 foot by 5 foot space, according to Garou's directions for the buyer. So yeah, he's putting in, it looks like he's putting in like, if you purchase this, you have to follow these certain quotas to be able to, I guess at this point, legally acquire it. The vacuum is nothing more than a space full of energy, and even if we empty it and there is nothing left, according to the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, that nothing has a weight, therefore it has energy that is condensed and transformed into particles, that is, into us, he said. This is also a big reason that, like, kind of the general population either says they don't understand modern art or they just don't like modern art. It's because this type of stuff here. It's because, like, these artists are like so high in the head with this, like, fanciful, metaphysical stuff that they're not even. I think art needs to be an intersection of intelligence and like craftsmanship, that kind of, because it's like more, because it's not just, academia, it's not just like technical and craftsmanship. There has to be like an intersection of it. It's what, for visual artists anyway, painters, sculptors, and all that stuff, there has to be this kind of like intersection. That's what, like, that specific pinpoint is what defines or like differentiates an artist from somebody that's just maybe like an art professor or somebody that happens to be, like a carpenter or something like that. Garou posted an empty white square drawn in tape on an Italian sidewalk in a May 16th Instagram video. The square contained another invisible sculpture of his, Buddha, in contemplation. You don't see it, but it exists. It is made of air and spirit. It is a work that asks you to activate the power of your imagination, a power that anyone has, even those who don't think they have it. This is like something like a kindergarten teacher has their children do. That's I'm gonna like this is like there when there becomes a bigger and bigger. This kind of comes as like culture and society as a whole, but when there's like a bigger and bigger like disconnect of what's seen as the arts and all this stuff from like the general populace, it kind of feels like there's almost like kind of a. Well, it kind of goes into people are assuming like this may be like money laundering too, because people that paid. What was the other one I had? I did another one on like a Basquiat that sold for like. It might have been like, it was like a lot of money. Was it 100 million, 33 million or something like that? It was like a lot of money. I can't remember specifically offhand. Let me see if I can pull it up right here. Yeah, 31 million for a Basquiat that had sold. Yeah, I think it was like two in a Chinese auction. But this is like people like, because art can be considered a asset that you can depreciate over time. Because the more you get into like tax codes and stuff, like somebody can spend, you know, like $1 million on a piece of art. Say they buy like a small Monet or something like that. They can buy it, hold it for like 5 years at $1 million, depreciate it $200,000 a year for like 5 years, and then like donate it or sell it off. And there's a lot, this is getting a lot into some tax stuff, but there's a big issue with that. The bidder who won Lo Sono took home a certificate of authenticity signed by Garu and only new material good with which the buyer left. The only new material good. Okay. So is that. We got another one here. We'll go into, this is kind of the, I guess, the Instagram clip of him where he had the invisible sculpture outside. An invisible sculpture just sold for $18,000, but would this artwork fit in your home? We thought the art world had done it all when that banana was taped to a wall, but the trend of slightly bizarre sales have gone one step further by an invisible sculpture, which is sold for, wait for it, $18,300. You may want to read that again. An invisible sculpture, $18,300. You know what would be even, you know what somebody ought to do? Like they're messing with camouflage technology where it can kind of like bend light so it makes things seem invisible. Somebody ought to make a sculpture using that technology. Then I believe that there needs to be some kind of, and we're getting into this stuff too. I think another one talks about it here. We'll get to that. But it's kind of like when you're not selling anything, what's kind of the point of buying for it? And that in the longest time has been an issue with, I'm getting side railed here, but that the longest time has been the issue with like digital art. You can just kind of like, you can make a print of it, or you can just like, if it's a JPEG, you can just like copy and paste. But with cryptocurrencies and the Ethereum network and NFTs, there's kind of like NFTs are getting into blockchain technology where you can like authenticate it digitally. So, but this is kind of a physical, non-physical item. This mind-blowing project, which needed none of our essential art techniques whatsoever, was the brainchild of 67-year-old Italian artist Salvatore Garu, which I'm assuming is this dude. Yep. Entitled Lo Sono, or I Am, the invisible piece was initially put up for auction between $6,000 and $9,000. However, the price was actually raised after a flurry of initial bids. We certainly admire the confidence of the artist, that's for sure. According to AS.com, the artist is philosophical about the piece, asserting that it is not simply nothing but a vacuum. The vacuum is more than the space full of energy. And even if we empty it and there is nothing, according to the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, there is nothing has a weight. Therefore, it has energy that's condensed and transformed into particles that is into us. But any aspirational city dwellers hoping to they finally found a piece of art to fit in their tiny flats will be disappointed, as there are very specific instructions about how the sculpture should be displayed. This is something for if you throw $18,000 on to nothing essentially, but it has to fill into the, was it 5 foot by 5 foot space? But those living in low light or humid conditions needn't worry, as it doesn't have any specific lighting or climate requirements. This is something an ultra wealthy person would have, and they would flaunt the, hey, I just spent $18,000 on nothing. I mean, good for him, for, because like when you get more into the art world, you come to find out that maybe, and this is probably true in other businesses as well, that where art has become so disconnected with kind of the general populace and general economy and stuff, and like where it's like all this high floofy metaphysical stuff, that if you're like, you can, as long as you're like a good salesman, you can sell substandard art. You can do kind of artwork that is like subpar, but if you're a good salesman, you can like hype it up and sell it that way. Gary posted a picture of the sculpture to his Instagram demonstrating how easy it is to install a piece in multiple locations. Jesus. It's saying, so there's that. This kind of goes over the same thing. This is, let's look at this one. It's like an NFT for art. An Italian artist managed to sell his latest work called I Am for more than 18,000. The sculpture is empty space. There's literally nothing there. It says the winning bidder gets what he calls a vacuum, which is a space full of energy. So there's that. So, I mean, I kind of, if he's being genuine, I can kind of understand. Because the, in the art world, like, be a, if you want to be like the next biggest artist, you have to like take the next step. You can't take, because there's like other ones that, if you take a step that's like too far ahead, people can't connect it with, you have to like, whatever comes out today, you have to connect it with that. They kind of build on it that way. And this is kind of more, I can't remember the artist's name, but like their exhibit in the Tate Museum was, they put a crack through it, through the floor. That was their exhibition, or part of it at least. So they're like getting into like, it's almost dealing with, I don't know. I guess if this person had kind of an architectural background, maybe it would make more sense. But like trying to get into dealing with architect and this, the architecture and the space, how we live and all that stuff. But I mean, I don't know. I personally just don't buy it. But tell me what you think about this. If you're listening on the audio, you can, I'm not sure, follow, like, subscribe, whatever it is. On YouTube, you can give me a like. I believe on, am I going to put it up on? Like, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff. What do you think about somebody selling an $18,000 invisible sculpture that is nothing but air? I don't know. It feels very scammy to me. But someone bought it, so. I mean, this kind of, this is like getting into a bigger aspect of like the incoming supposed inflation. Inflation's getting higher and higher as well. The price of lumber's going higher. Used cars are going up in price. Housing, like we're getting into this like giant bubble that a lot of people are like the 2008, what they call it, like the Great Recession or whatever, like right before it popped, everything was going crazy in prices. Cause we kind of had like a crypto run up. We've had like stocks run up and all that stuff too. So yeah, all that's kind of crazy, but all right, that will be that for this one. All right, later.